Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Sa puntong ito, kasama naman natin mula pa sa Sydney ang mag-asawang sina Nick at si Emerald. Magandang araw sa iyo, Nick.
Magandang araw, Ate Claude. Kamusta?
Ano naman ang mga inaasahan natin o nilulook forward para sa taong 2021?
Hopefully, yung tattoo shop namin bukas.
Wow!
Ano?
Yeah. Congrats!
Dapat nga, hope that was supposed to open before
November,
Christmas.
No?
Yeah, before Christmas. Pero yung pandemic nangyari, hinold muna namin magbukas ng shop, ng tattoo shop. So, which is,
ayan, nagpapakilala na si Colette.
Ayun, nagpapakilala
na. Ayun na, gusto lang ano, magpa-interview.
Yeah, yung cherry shop, that was one of the things na kailangan, gusto namin i-open sana ng December. Kaya lang, ayan. But hopefully, by January, meron ng tattoo shop dito sa, ayan na, sa Sydney West.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, si ate.
Ayun na. Iiyak na, natakot. Ayan. Okay, so ano naman ang mga aral na tutunan ninyo mula sa taong ito?
Yung aral, siguro just ano, yung teamwork naming mag-partner, kinailangan talaga na maging stronger pa. Kumbaga, kasi hindi ko magagawa itong mga bagay na ginagawa kung hindi ko rin siya kasama. Magkaroon ng baby, ha?
Correct.
Hindi siya basta-basta, hindi mo na siya pwedeng ipasa. Kumbaga, aalagaan. At ikaw na talaga yung maging number one para sa bata. So, yung together, yung pag-teamwork namin, talagang ano, nasubukan.
Ayun.
Nick, how about you? Yes. Anong mga aral na natutunan mo ngayong taon?
Becoming parents, like better parents. Kasi few things growing up without a father, I want to be a better father to my son. Saka yung the life changes talaga, yung mga laki ng pinagbago ng the year itself. You know, lahat ng nangyari, mga restrictions, hindi pwede lumabas, yung hindi maka-travel. Main life lesson talaga yung changes eh. We have to learn to adapt eh, no? Kasi yun ang mahirap. Mahirap ngayon kasi lahat ng mga ibang tao, may mga pasaway. We're just coping and living each day as it comes at right now, being a parent, you know. So, at least now, kailangan muna lumaki itong healthy yung bata. Saka, you know, God will provide naman eh.
Sama naman natin, Niño de Humano. Magandang araw ninyo.
Magandang araw, Claudette. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the lessons naman that you've learned this 2020. Ano-ano kaya yung mga aral na natutunan mo?
I think yung hope, the word hope is quite, you know, it's used quite often. But kasi yung na-mention ko yung adaptability kanina, no? Maraming sigurado nagdaan sa kahirapan. Maraming na natanggalan ng trabaho. But I've heard of stories and people I've met na, you know, from there they've managed to branch out to something else, and it gave them clarity as to what they want to do with their future. So I think that's one important thing to consider. Na kahit buong mundo na to eh, kasi lahat tayo, we can actually sympathize with the people in America, with people in the Philippines, in Manila, and all our parts of the Philippines. Common theme siguro is yung have faith and be hopeful pa rin na sa pagbabago nito, something new and beautiful will come out of the ashes. You know, with the new normal, a new COVID normal, as they call it, I think we'd benefit greatly from actually looking at the brighter side of that. What have we learned? What have we touched base? Na nakalimutan natin during those busy times na nasa labas tayo palagi.
Tumpak. Kaya sinabi nila na ang 2020 is a year of reflection.
Yeah. I like that. It is indeed reflection. So, enjoy what we have, you know, kumbaga.
I know that sa 2021 means we can't make plans kasi natutunan natin sa 2020, sa taong ito, na hindi mo kontrolado ang iyong plano at ang iyong buhay dahil nga sa pandemic. Tapos biglang bukas, magbabago na naman yung mga restrictions, hindi ba?
Yes.
So, how about you? Ano ba yung inaasahan mo or nilulook forward mo ngayong 2021? Any particular plans that you have in place na sana ay magagawa mo sa 2021? Mag-aral ba? O mamasyal? O mag-travel?
I think yung local travel is first and foremost essential for, you know, mental health and supporting the economy and getting in touch with people that you can, who you can, with the current restrictions. Tapos, syempre dapat hindi rin siguro matigil yung pagpaplano, no? Halimbawa sa Kiko Choir, we continue to look forward to when we actually go back to the Mass and sing in person together with everybody else, and however that might look, you know, just to improve our service as well to the community, we still keep planning. We can't stay stagnant. We're actually holding our AGM next month. So, you know, kung anong itsura niyan, whether it be still online or in person, we will continue to do so. Kasi kailangan natin ano eh, maging forward-thinking pa rin. So whatever that might, that those plans are, just mapayo ko is just continue with it, and that's what we're doing. So, you know, a lot of projects in the pipeline, medyo na delay during the pandemic, during lockdown, but we'll continue to do so, you know, improve whatever we can. Bawa bagong website, you know, create that one for the Kiko Choir and the community, diba? Something doable. So, on a personal note, yes, continue to learn. If you can, you can study online, then do so. Then that's what I'll also probably do in the new year. There's a lot of chores at home, so improve that again. Diba? Ako hindi ako ano eh, wala akong green thumb na tinatawag nila.
Pero, hindi ka plantito.
Oo, ano ako eh. Ako yung siguro yung tagaluto, ako yung mag, ako yung mag-harvest o kakain ng mga prutas. Pero in terms of magtanim, maliit yung pasensya ko. So maybe I'll stretch into that world and try and do some kind of, kasi relaxing naman nga daw, di ba?
Yung mga nais mong baguhin o improve sa sarili mo sa 2021?
Okay, so I think, you know, you're right about resolutions. It's like making promises, and I don't make any. But if I were to think of something to improve, it's all about the personal health then. Because in lockdown, you know, even though a lot of people are broadcasting yung kanilang mga exercise regime, yung mga routines nila ganyan, I have to admit na I fell behind that because I was more on the team sport, outdoor sport kind of a guy. So, you know, that's something that I need to be more active about. And so, yeah, even if I have to do jogging around the yard, I'll probably do. Pero nasa labas sa tayo. So, yeah, personally, I'd probably aim for that.
Hello, Grenicil. Happy New Year.
Hi, Claudette. Happy New Year.
So, moving forward naman, Gren, ano naman yung inaasahan o nilulook forward mo ngayong 2021?
For a healthier world. Healthier world and to be able to travel again. At yun, sana makahanap na ng talagang luna sa ano, sa
virus
na to. Oo, kasi, diba, hindi ko na kailangan parang i-emphasize kung gaano karami affected. Lahat naman ata affected. So, yun lang. Na maging healthy, you know, a healthy world, fully healed world, and to be able to travel again. Ay, parang, ang daming sabihin natin nakapag-travel tayo, pero hindi natin na-appreciate yung opportunity na yun kasi feeling natin kailangan lang natin mag-vacation, di ba? Pagka away from the stress, ganun, kapag nagbabakasyon tayo. Pero ngayon kasi, mas ma-appreciate mo na yung nature pag nag-travel ka. To be able to, the opportunity to be able to see the world is a blessing. Like, you have to be grateful to everything, in everything. Like, nature, people you meet.
So, travel, good health, yun yung mga nilulook forward niyo sa 2021. At kung meron ka namang listahan ng iyong New Year's resolution, ano ba yung nasa listahan mo? Ano yung mga nais mo baguhin o i-improve sa sarili mo sa 2021?
I see to eat na I always better myself. Try to better myself, like, as a mom, and, you know, to be a good wife to my husband, and syempre sa ibang tao din. Ang dami ko pinagdaanan na even sa kapwa Pilipina, kapwa Pilipino natin, may iba akong, marami namang mababait na tao sa mundo. Pero para ako naging, parang
na-traumatize ka sa mga experiences.
Na-traumatize ako. Ayoko nang masaktan ulit. Mabilis kasi ako magtiwala, Claudette. Mm. Every time na nagtitiwala ako, dun ako, yung sobrang titiwala ako sa tao, dun ako na nasasaktan, dun ako nababangga. Siguro yun, yun yung isi-six up ko sa sarili ko na mas maibalik sa yung sarili ko na hindi lahat ng tao ganito. Kailangan ko lang maintindihan na mas kailangan ko lang ma-appreciate yung mas mga nagmamahal sa akin at yung mga may mga tao pa rin doon kahit hindi ko sila kilala na totoo, mapagkakatiwalaan. Sorry. Forgiveness is the key.
Yes.
And but sometimes
hindi ganun kadali.
Forgive, the trauma is there.
Don't be too hard on yourself, ika nga.
Oo nga, tama. Hindi dapat ganun.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.